Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. I'm Dr. Richard Friend, and today we're interviewing Suzanne Henson, a registered dietitian at University Medical Center. She provides advice and strategies to patients about how to improve their health through a healthy diet. Henson provides advice for eating healthy on a budget, whether you are feeding one person or a family of four. Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Mike Royer.
Suzanne Henson, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Mike.
We're talking today about grocery shopping list. I'll bet you can tell a lot about a patient that comes to see you if they bring their honest shopping list with you of what they plan to buy, right, and then what they really bought.
Right. And we all do that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's human nature. If I were to go into a grocery store when I get off work at 5 o'clock, well, there's certain things coming out of the deli that kind of, you know,
sure,
smell really
and
good.
And you're hungry.
And you're hungry.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So is it a fair perception that people on lower incomes can't afford the healthier foods? And how do you combat that when you counsel them?
Right. I take patients into the grocery store. Okay. Now that's a luxury. Okay. But we go into the grocery store, a variety of different ones. And I take a look at, okay, there are foods on those shelves that are cost effective. And so that we can hopefully kind of fight that misconception or that myth that eating healthy is expensive. Now, anyone can certainly go out and purchase fruit out of season. I mean, strawberries in the middle of December are going to be more expensive.
Sure.
Okay. But if I try to shop in season, if I like fresh produce, that's going to be cheaper. Or one of my favorite tools is to use frozen produce, both vegetables and fruit, just not in a sauce or syrup. And those are cheap, easy to put in the microwave, and then you've got a side dish. And most frozen produce is sold in 1 to 2.5 to 5 pound bags.
And frozen doesn't diminish to a great degree the value, the dietary value of those?
No. Frozen foods are, you know, they're frozen at their peak nutritional value. So you're actually getting a really good option for your money. And I always point out to people, how many times have you gone to the grocery store when you decide that you're going to get healthier? And you purchase all these fresh items, and then you end up not having the time to prepare them, or you don't really know what is the edible portion.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of a week, you've got wilted, you know, greens at the bottom of your refrigerator.
Food labels have gotten much more commonplace, much larger on products
right now.
When you take patients, clients into the grocery store, do you do much label reading?
We do a lot of label reading, particularly for our patients who are managing diabetes, because it's surprising where sugar is hidden in foods, okay, in seemingly healthy foods. Now, I certainly remember the fat-free craze of the late 80s, early 90s, and we all started using fat-free dressing and, you know, fat-free this or that. And when you start looking at those food labels, you say, well, I'm actually using a product that has a lot of sugar in it, okay? So we look at food labels, but also take a look, you know, I can buy or pick up a can of beans, for example, some canned lower sodium foods, mm-hmm, some frozen foods, packets of tuna or chicken, and I can, for not much money, have enough food that was pretty, you know, pretty cheap that will last me about a week or so.
You mentioned in a segment we did earlier a few weeks back about we drink a lot of our calories.
Right.
We could eliminate a lot of sugar by being more careful by what we choose or just drink water.
Right. Taking a look at beverages, if I only have 5 minutes with one patient, that's what I want
really
to know is to what they drink. Okay? Because in this part of the country, I mean, we do love our sweet tea. Okay.
Yep.
We also like our juices, and that's been particularly a problem with children. The American Academy of Pediatrics has had to address that. Okay? But sometimes when I take a look at what is accounting for the greatest portion of a grocery bill, a lot of times it's beverages or the sugar to go in, you know, a drink mix, for example.
And we don't have time to get into a big, long discussion about it, but there are issues with diet drinks. They may be low on sugar, but they may not do well when it comes to you feeling satisfied and
right,
that can be a problem.
Well, and one thing I've always pointed out to patients, and I tell them, you know, I myself like the occasional diet drink, but I've realized that no one ever craved an apple or a banana when they drank a diet soda.
Yeah.
We tend to want the salty snack foods.
Very good. Well, you're available people like you are available throughout our region who can give this one-on-one advice to patients if they'd like to see you.
Absolutely. I see patients not only from University Medical Center, but from the community at large. And, I mean, look for a registered dietitian. We have the luxury of a little bit more time than your physician does to walk through some aspects of diet.
Might an appointment with you initially, the very first time I come see you, be maybe about 30 minutes of conversation, and I walk away with some beginning steps?
Right. 30 to 45 minutes of conversation, and that's what it is. I'm not here to criticize. I'm not here to judge. We're all human. We all have certain foods that we prefer, and I just get patients to focus on what matters most to you and what can we trim out to make the biggest difference.
And in that initial interview, you don't serve snacks.
The answer to that.
I have been asked.
You have anything to eat? Okay. You can deal with that individually with these patients. Okay. Susan Hinson, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, and Demopolis.